Yeah, I feel fine. I mean, some bumps and bruises here and there, but that's just the nature of the game. But yeah, I felt great. A little sore this morning, but we came in and got a recovery and kind of got a flush going. So yeah, I feel a lot better.
How'd it look when you saw it on the film?
Yeah, I mean, like I said yesterday, you know, it's tough. It hurts to lose, and there's, you know, it hurts even more when you kind of leave some stuff out there, and you know, some plays that you wish, you know, would have worked here and there, you would have completed or executed. But at the same time, you know, our guys fought really hard, and they really did. And you see it on the film, and it shows up over and over. Just the effort is there, the effort everyone's given, and I felt like, you know, we did a great job there as a team, you know, to rally back when we were down. And our defense did a great job of helping the offense out and get a chance to come back and make it a game in the fourth quarter. But like I said, you know, it hurts to lose. But at the same time, you know, you see things on film that you wish you would have done better. And you also see things on film that are, you know, really positive.
When you get pinned back like you did in the overtime, like the 9-yard line, how difficult, it's loud, and, you know, you got a long way to go. How difficult is it to get out of that jail like that?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, it really is a field position game, you know, and you want to give your defense a chance, you know, to put their offense in bad field position. And that's what they did for us. And it was tough, you know, but at the same time, you just call the plays and execute them, whatever it may be. You know, you work on those situations. You work on, you know, backed up plays. You work on, you know, plays from the 50. You work on red zone, all these different scenarios. And, you know, it would have been great to have a drive there. But at the same time, you know, we wanted to give our defense better field position. Unfortunately, we couldn't get too far out, but it's tough. It is tough, you know, to play a field position game.
They always say there's no teacher-like experience out there. Did you feel as the game was going along that it was, you know, slowing down a little bit for you?
Yeah. I mean, the first series obviously didn't go great and didn't go as well as I wanted it to, but you just, the flow of the game, I mean, the first time being out there, I felt a lot more relaxed too, a lot more comfortable as the game went on. And, you know, it was good to have some big plays, to hit some big plays, to have some great runs, and had to complete some, you know, some good passes that you know, were some chunk plays. And it kind of relaxes you a little bit, makes you feel a little more comfortable and you get in a rhythm. But yeah, I mean, I think that just comes with experience. The more you get, you know, plays, the more you get reps, you know, the more adjusted you get to it.
What does getting that under your belt do for your confidence?
I'm sorry, what?
What does getting that under your belt do for your confidence?
Yeah. I mean, you always say the first one's out of the way. You know, the first one is always, it's a new experience. You know, for me, it was the first time being a starter in the NFL. And then, you know, I went in there and wanted to compete and wanted to play hard. And if things, you know, didn't go good right away, I wanted to continue to just kind of keep working, you know, and just keep, you know, fighting through it, adversity and everything that came with that. But it was good because the supporting cast around me, you know, Terrell and the offensive line and Duke and Crow and, you know, Hawk, the guys around me, you know, really, really believed in me all week. And after that first series, you know, they came over and kind of said, hey, let's go. You know, the first one's out of the way, let's go. You know, you got that out of the way, and let's keep rolling. And it was just really good to have that confidence from the rest of the offense.
Was Terrell's overall performance even more impressive when you went back and watched it?
Yeah, Terrell did a great job. I mean, he really, and it's cool because, you know, he really does care about this team. You know, and the rest of the guys do too. But for him to have so much on his plate, to do so many different things, and to help me out, you know, throughout the week, is he's just a great team player. You know, he's a guy that really cares about this team, and that's how the team feels. Everyone, you know, really plays for each other, and you kind of felt that out there on Sunday. But yeah, I mean, he did a great job. His performance on Sunday was very, you know, impressive.
The you know, popping in and out a couple of times the way he did with you know, Terrell going on and that, is that, you know, disruptive to you or any type of like rhythm or flow?
No. I mean, I think we had a great game plan, and we worked on it all week, and we got the rhythm down all week, and how it worked. And, you know, my job in there is if I'm in, you know, to execute the plays that are called, and if I come out, just stay in tune and get ready to go back in. And I think that package, you know, really worked for us. Terrell did a great job at, and it's tough. You know, he learned it all week and did different things, and he went out there and executed it great. And, you know, I think that really gave us some different looks that the defense, you know, hasn't seen yet, and I think it really worked to our advantage.
Hey, Cody, how is Coach Jackson kind of balanced? You know, obviously, everybody wants to win, but then also keeping your guys' spirits up because it's a young team and because you've shown progress.
He's been great. He's really, you know, been in tune with this team and with me and with the young guys, and the players around us too do a great job. The older guys, you know, they take time and help the rookies. Like I said, my room, the quarterback room with Josh and Robert, I mean, they take time to help me out, and they were my biggest supporters on Sunday. They helped me out so much. But, yeah, I mean, you just have that will to want to win, you know, and that's how this team is. And The guys fight so hard for it, you know, and unfortunately we came up a little bit short on Sunday, but you could tell, you know, it hurt. And a lot of guys were hurt, and that's how it's supposed to be. You know, it's supposed to hurt. And our guys do a great job. And Coach Jackson is just one of the best leaders I've been around. And he does a great job of getting these guys going each week. And I think a lot of that shows to this team also. These guys want to win, and everyone just keeps working hard.